He's no longer with the team. I told him, go back to your house. I told him then, go back to your house. If he's going to come back, he'll come back after I'm certain that he's not going to play me like that. He did it in Chapungu. I'm giving him instructions. Play this player here, play this player here. He goes to Chapungu, he swaps them, he changes them. I'm asking, the guys are saying, Prophet, the game couldn't flow very well. How come? I was with you the whole week. Why are you saying the ball couldn't flow very well? They said, it was different from when we played against. Then one of the players came to me and said, we did not have a left back and a right back. I said, what do you mean? He said, he exchanged them. Yet this consists in my name. Play this player and this player and this player and this player. Said, I know, I had a dream. What made me to fire with the assistants is when he was saying I had a dream, you were listening. That's what made me to say, including the assistants, please go home. You were listening to a coach who was saying I had a dream. Whilst you assistants, I came all the way with you from Division 2. You know how spiritual these games are. And you listen to someone who's saying, I had a dream, and then you take his dream over my prophetic word. Zimbabwe. The neighborhood is Zimbabwe. The funny part about the whole story about his dream is this. The young man that he fielded, saying I had a dream, is the one who destroyed us, right? When he took him out of the team, he said to the young man, I don't want to see you again. The young man that he said I had a dream, after he had taken him off the team on the game, he said, I don't want to see you again, go back to your place, you've destroyed me. He felt it that I have done a mistake just during the game. He is now firing the young man to say, go back home. Yet the young man is a good player, but he was not supposed to play. Simple instructions. Simple instructions. We are now acting like our national team. When we were having services at the ground that you were, there was a group of government officials which were up maybe a higher level than our IT table. They up, about 9 of them, monitoring every proceeding. And these were all departments. All departments. Police, council, fire brigade, medical, given to us by the government. And say, go and monitor the proceedings, for this gathering is big. They call it joint operation, so that they could monitor the proceedings. It was one of the most powerful gatherings.
I meet new families.